Australian designers have said this is the beginning of the biological age. A conference in Melbourne has heard that their professional attention needs to be diverted from creating items society really doesn't need, such as stackable chairs that turn into a piece of sculpture, fancy sunglasses, and exotic cars. What they want to see are designs that harness the forces of nature through buildings covered in plants that can draw carbon dioxide out of the air and floating cities that preserve fertile land for farming. Mick Pierce, a Zimbabwean architect living in Melbourne, has been inspired by the humble termite.
Rather like blood circulating in our veins, inside the termite's nest it's air that's moved by external temperature and pressures. The total nest, or termite's nest, is a system like our bodies. It's self-regulating, temperature-wise. And that, in a way, is an excellent model for a building. It's an extension to our metabolism, if you like. And this means you can build a building and use far less energy.
In Zimbabwe, Mick Pierce has constructed offices built on such principles that have employed vertical tunnels for ventilation and consume about 10% of the electricity of a normal air-conditioned building. He's also designed a similar structure called Council House 2, which has become one of Melbourne's most energy-efficient buildings, using the sun and the wind for heat and cooling. The environmentally friendly building in the heart of Australia's second biggest city consumes only 15% of the energy of a regular office tower and about 30% of the water. Lindsay Johnson, Governor of Architecture Australia, a body representing the profession, was a keynote speaker at the design conference. He says taking inspiration from the natural world has become imperative.
This is the way to go, and basically we all have to really think about how we're going to live without depending on oil or coal. The really badly designed buildings of the recent past, which have depended on fossil fuels to make them habitable, will become a thing of the past. I think everybody will have to adapt to this.
Climate change and Australia's response to it have become major points of discussion. The driest inhabited continent is one of the world's worst per capita emitters of greenhouse gases. Some scientists have warned that Australia was facing a tenfold increase in heat waves as a shifting climate increases temperatures. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.